spoofing a security system. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update.
Hey, John.
Engineer Larry Hornack uses a key to open the door to his lab at West Virginia University. But inside, he and his group study more high-tech kinds of access systems, ones that use your fingerprint as a passkey. The problem is that systems now on the market can easily be fooled or spoofed by fingers made from clay or Play-Doh, and even cadaver fingers. That's why Hornack and a grad student, Sujan TV Partha Sardi, are working on ways to overcome this problem.
And want to be able to create the countermeasures that we put into software that allows the systems to be able to recognize a spoof. That's basically what Sujan is doing with his software.
When someone touches the system's sensor, the software recognizes changes in their fingerprint as tiny amounts of moisture flow along the fingertip ridges. It takes just 2 seconds for the software to determine that it's a live finger and not a fake.
We're seeing over 90% match rate using an algorithm that basically looks at the perspiration, which is a very distinct pattern. You can't imitate it by just wetting your finger or wetting the spoof.
The team is now patenting the technology. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.